The growing trend of users interacting politely with ChatGPT by adding phrases like please and thank you is costing OpenAI tens of millions of dollars in additional electricity consumption, according to CEO Sam Altman. Responding to a lighthearted post on X, formerly Twitter, that speculated about the cost of polite prompt phrasing, Altman wrote, "Tens of millions of dollars well spent, you never know." While seemingly humorous, the admission points to the real and rising energy demands of generative AI. A Washington Post investigation found that composing a single 100-word AI-generated email uses about 0.14 kilowatt-hours of electricity, equivalent to roughly 37% of the hourly energy use of a typical Spanish household, based on estimates from energy company Repsol. AI systems like ChatGPT run on energy-intensive data centers that rely on high-performance hardware, such as graphics processing units, GPUs, and tensor processing units, TPUs. These systems also require extensive cooling infrastructure, which can double overall electricity usage. For comparison, training GPT-3 reportedly consumed about 1,287 megawatt hours, MWH, of electricity, enough to power 120 U.S. homes for 1 year. At present, data centers account for an estimated 2% of global electricity usage, a figure expected to increase as AI becomes more integrated into business and everyday life. Despite the environmental implications, Microsoft design manager Curtis Beavers has defended polite AI prompts, noting that the tone of a user's input influences the AI's response. Using polite language sets a tone for the response, Beavers explained. It's programming with purpose. Internal Microsoft guidance reportedly suggests that AI mirrors user tone and professionalism, likening it to a highly intelligent parrot that reflects the language it receives. A 2024 survey revealed that 67% of Americans use courteous language with AI models. While over half say it's simply the right thing to do, 12% cited a more imaginative reason, hoping it might improve their chances in the event of a future AI uprising. Meanwhile, OpenAI continues to expand its capabilities. Earlier this month, the company introduced its new O-series models, including O3 and O4 Mini, which are now among the most advanced available. These models integrate tools such as Python coding, web browsing, and image analysis. OpenAI says the additions are steps toward enabling ChatGPT to complete tasks with increasing independence.